What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You gosh darn right you are. And you're also listening to Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana analyst. How you doing, Clancy, political analyst?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't know where we're going to start here. You want to start with the indictment and then we'll go to the poll?
Whatever you, wherever you lead me, sir, I'll follow.
Well, it's your world. I'm living in it, Clancy.
Well, the indictment, the poll is the most recent news, but let's talk briefly about the indictment. First, New Orleans sitting mayor to be indicted by the feds. History.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Not
in a way.
No, not really. No? In a way, it is. It's
given the shenanigans, I guess, is what I'm saying.
It's a sad day for New Orleans.
That I agree with.
Certainly sad for the mayor herself and her family and her supporters. But it's a sad day for the citizens because. You know, it's a mark against the city. You know, we have a reputation, a city and our state have a reputation nationwide for being, you know, a lot of political hijinks and tainted with corruption. And this just sort of confirms that reputation among people who want to look askance at New Orleans. But we'll get through this. We've gotten through worse. And, you know, in time, this indictment will play out. The mayor will have to make an appearance in court and enter a plea. And, you know, there's been speculation about whether there have been plea negotiations. Typically there are, but you never know how those things are going until they play out. So the city workers are hopefully, and I'm sure they are, they're dedicated. They're showing up, they're doing their jobs as best they can. And people are sort of, especially now, counting the days left till we have an election less than 2 months away and less than 4 months left, actually 5 months, I'm sorry, less than 5 months remaining in LaToya Cantrell's administration. The new mayor, whoever that may be, takes office on January 12th. So, you know, we've got... 4.5 months to go, roughly, and we'll get there.
And look, I'm glad you said that because, and I said this yesterday, I don't take any delight in this. I think it's an embarrassment for the city. I thought at one point when I was younger that I would be happy when Ray Nagin went to prison, but when he was indicted, it didn't make me happy. It made me embarrassed for the city as well. So it's really nothing to be happy about, I don't think.
Right, exactly.
Let's talk about, you're an attorney. Compare and contrast, Nagin is a completely different thing than Nagin was charged with, right?
Right. Nagin was charged with corruption, you know, taking six figures worth of bribes and convicted on all counts, I think 20 or so counts. And he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. And I remember how angry people were. They were saying, that's not enough. And, you know, so I posed the question, anybody want to trade places? You know, and I don't mean to laugh, but I mean.
No, that's a long time in prison. With 5 years in prison, a long time. A year in prison is a long time.
Yeah, and in the federal system, you serve 85% minimum. That's with good time. You serve 85% of the sentence. So
I think, Clancy, there's a misconception there that federal prison is club fed and tennis and golf and this and that and the other. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, I would suggest just think about a country club. If I were to lock you up at pick a country club and you couldn't leave whenever you want, would you be happy with that? Really? Probably not.
No. Especially if you were in a small cell and you know, the food is not good in prison. No. It's food, but it's
not. New Orleans country club.
Yeah, that's right.
Not that I've ever eaten there, but that's what I hear.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. It's and you are told where to go, where to stand, when, you know, when you can sleep, when you can get out in the yard, and it's very regimented, and it's not a lifestyle that anybody really wants. So
let me ask you this,
but in this case, but to compare and contrast,
okay,
she's charged with basically obstruction of justice. Mostly, it's about a cover up. And yes, the underlying item that is covered up is a romantic affair, an alleged romantic affair between herself and her beau, alleged beau, former police officer Jeffrey Vappi, who was her bodyguard, her favorite bodyguard, I think, by all accounts. And it's not just the affair, though. What they covered up is the fact that he was billing the city and the citizens, the taxpayers of the city, for time that he did not spend actually on duty. And it's a conspiracy charge because the mayor helped him do that. He couldn't have gotten paid an alleged $70,000 minimum. That's just for the travel that he spent on, you know, personal stuff, not actually doing the job of protecting the mayor, you know, in close quarters, but arm's length, you know, not eating and drinking as alleged in the indictment.
And even entering the residence, right? Clancy,
yes,
didn't I read
exactly
that in the indictment?
Yes. That it is standard procedure that the Executive Protection Unit, the EPU, does not go into the mayor's residence unless there's an extraordinary need to, such as a perceived
threat or emergency or something. Yeah,
threat or emergency to the mayor's safety. So
I heard Newell yesterday say that, and Newell's an attorney, as are you, that generally speaking, if you're being asked to testify before a grand jury, the government already knows the answers to the questions, so it's best to tell the truth. Generally speaking,
exactly.
Good advice?
Very good advice. In fact, I'm reminded of something Mark Twain reportedly said. He said, "I always tell the truth. That way I don't have to remember anything."
That's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. Let me take a break, Clancy.
When
we come back, two questions. I want to talk about the poll. And also, I was with some attorney friends over the weekend, and a couple of them opined that maybe it was Mayor Cantrell's arrogance that got her indicted. And part of that includes lying to the grand jury allegedly or trying to cover it up. And we'll talk about that as well. And if she had not been so arrogant, then maybe they could have worked this out a little bit more friendly. Clancy Dubose, our guest, 821 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 826, quickly back to Clancy Dubose, WWL, Louisiana political analyst. Clancy, real quick, the, you know, lawyer friends of mine saying that maybe her arrogance got her indicted, part of that being lying to the grand jury. If she had carried herself differently and handled this differently, you think she'd be in the trouble she's in?
Oh, definitely.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The indictment says that she was warned more than once by close associates, people looking out for her, people who cared about her, people in her administration, friends. And, you know, she's been known to double down, even triple down and quadruple down when she's told she's wrong. She's very hard-headed. She's been compared to Donald Trump in that regard. And, the president's known to double down on some of his sort of less charitable or less appealing attributes. Mm-hmm. And his supporters love him for that. And I guess the mayor's diehard supporters love her for that.
But speaking of which,
it can get you into trouble.
Yeah, let me move on to the poll, and that goes to, we've talked about the results before. I haven't talked about them with you. I think the audience might be familiar with them. But I thought about the garbage contract in the quarter. I thought about Oliver Thomas and how Mayor Cantrell still does have some supporters. I don't know if it's 38% or what the numbers are like President Trump has.
It's not that high.
Okay, not that high. But I always thought the garbage contract thing would be a dividing line where it's either like she was a litmus test, whatever you want to call it. She was wrong on that or she was right, and that would separate the candidates. Somebody told me they went to a forum the other day and they were talking about the indictment. Well, it seems to me the only thing you say about the indictment is I'm not going to be an idiot, and that's the best I can promise you. But when it comes to the garbage contract, Oliver Thomas, not necessarily on the side of the other council members when it comes to this garbage contract. Is that a delineating point? And to that, does Oliver Thomas gain Cantrell's support by wading into that? Do they stay away from it? The rest of the time is yours. I want to hear you.
Well, the garbage contract is one important issue, a very important issue, and it's a citywide issue, even though it pertains only to the French Quarter, because the French Quarter is something that everybody in the city of New Orleans, even in Metro New Orleans, feels that they have a stake in it, because the French Quarter is, it's been said before, it's become cliche, but it's very true. It's the crown jewel of New Orleans, and you know, it's where we all began. It's why we're here. It's right on the bend of the river. It's why Bienville said, here's where I'm going to build a city. And, you know, it's got history. It's got culture. It's got economic significance. And it's got an emotional appeal that tugs on our hearts. And you know, we love the French Quarter. We want to preserve it. We celebrate it with its own festival. So even though it's immediately impactful to those who live and work there, it's impactful to everyone. And yeah, I think it's a dividing line. I don't think it's necessarily going to be outside of the quarter and its immediate environs. I'm not sure that people are going to decide who to vote for based solely on that, but I think it is one factor.
I think it's linkage. I think if you don't come out against that, whomever the person is, and say that was wrong, then you're kind of siding with the Cantrell administration in a way, linking yourself to that and saying, you know, stay tuned. This might be more of what we have.
Well, Oliver could be siding just as equally, and maybe more so. He's siding with Troy Henry, mm-hmm. and because he knows Troy very well.
Close friends.
And so it's not so much siding with the mayor. It happens to be on the side of the mayor, but I think.
But that's how it's going to be perceived, is what I'm saying.
It could be perceived, yes. Yeah. There's a perception there, absolutely.
Thank you, Clancy.
Okay, man.
I'll be come back and talk sometime.
I would love to. We didn't get to the poll, but it's interesting, and I suggest people look at WWL, you know, TV and their website, and I've talked about it quite a bit.
Well, you know what?
There's more to come.
You can come back whenever you want. You can come back tomorrow if you want. Jordan will handle all that.
Whenever you want to handle me, I'm here, brother.
I'm ready for you, brah. Thank you, Clancy.
Okay, man. Take care.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Tyler Bridges. He profiled LaToya Cantrell in 2015, and none of us are the same people we were 10 years ago, especially in this case. We'll take a look at that right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.